Here's your midday brief for Friday, August 7th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. Employers added 1.8 million jobs in July, and the unemployment rate fell to 10.2%. The Labor Department says the greatest employment growth in July occurred in hospitality, government retail, business services, and the healthcare sectors. But there are still 13 million fewer jobs than before the coronavirus hit, and job losses appear to be more permanent. The percentage of workers who've been out of a job for more than 15 weeks was nearly 49% in July, a big leap from about 19% in June. A federal appeals court on Friday revived efforts by House Democrats to require former White House counsel Don McGahn to testify in an investigation into President Trump. McGahn was subpoenaed by the House Judiciary Committee last year for possible misconduct by Trump, including whether he obstructed former special counsel Robert Mueller's investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election. And New York Governor Andrew Cuomo has given all 749 school districts in the state permission to reopen. He credits the state's low COVID-19 infection rate, but says the state's health department will review each district's reopening plans. The decision clears the way for New York City, the largest school district in the nation, to offer students a hybrid of optional in-person classes and remote learning in the fall. Cuomo says schools will close if a region's COVID-19 infection rate reaches 9%. We have more details on these stories and other news of the day at WSJ.com and the WSJ app.